Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg. And if we are to enliven our festival life, which can often feel like a unactualized commemoration, right? Something that's kind of just boof, set in stone. No, we don't want that. What we want to do is we want to apply the new mysteries of spiritual science to the seasonal round. We want to enliven it. We want to renew it. The future is calling up in us the power to co-create a Michaelmas festival that has significance for humanity in our present age. This is not an ancient festival. This is not something that has been practiced and has roots in the ancient mysteries. But it is a new way of looking at the autumn harvest tide. And as this tide advances, you know, the trees begin to bear their skeletons, and Natura transforms into the wise winter hag, right? Persephone is a maiden no more. She becomes queen of the underworld. And so the Easter resurrection, ever sprouting, seen in the innocent youth and the fertile mother, must now be cultivated within. So this has been the subject of our last few episodes here, that we have to take in and redeem the decay. We must also conceive of how the soul of the earth contracts inwardly. The far-flung field becomes the Masonic workbench, the inner forge, the altar, right? Encouraging us to hone and shape the cosmic iron of the stars on the altar of our hearts. Shaping these stars into our sword of Michaelic thinking. Consecrating the foundation stone at the center of the labyrinthian womb of the mothers. It is within this honeycomb, this womb, this tomb, that we must cultivate the new sun, reborn every year at the winter solstice. And to do this great work, you know, we have to do it on our own personal level, right? We have to have a consistent practice of inner development. And we also have to cultivate outwardly our communal social life. Yeah, we forget that, you know, we have to do the work at the workbench, and then we have to go out in the world and invest what we've created and honed within ourselves in a community so that it can become living, right? And the only way it can become living is if we are tolerant, if we you know, take interest, if we have mutual respect, and learn to cultivate unselfish love. You know, this is like my mantra these days, you know, because I really see how the social realm is the new temple for initiation. Yeah, our heart thinking, living as a social reflection, will unite us with the ever-present help of the spiritual world, waiting to meet us in the reverse ritual, which we can apply in the co-creation of a Michaelmas tide as the complement and continuation of the Easter tide. So again, there's these connections from within to without, you know, this contraction expansion piece seen in the polarities of inner and outer and self and community and Easter and Michaelmas, right? Spring and autumn. And part of the purpose here is to foster unity in a threefold community. And during this Michaelmas season, we're really being called to courageously unite so that we can heal and redeem social organizations, consciously reweaving the web. You know, we really have to free ourselves from the corporate spiders that seek to sting and enslave us. You know, how can we really be in a web in freedom? You know, a freedom through discernment. We talked about that last time. You know, this mutuality through shared goals, and this equity through human rights. This marriage of spirit and matter, you know, where we can cultivate a new civilization where science, art, spirituality unite. And this can be exemplified in an artistic way, in a social way, in our festival life. So again, this picture that I love to use of an alchemical evolution in the retort of our soul forces of thinking, feeling, and willing. You know, we can open the window into the cosmic course that reveals and resolves the riddles of the universe, so that out of the union of wisdom and love, we can act creatively, uniting our human willing with divine willing. So yeah, the harvest time, you know, we can't recline, right? We're not sitting around. We have to be active. You know, this phrase, relaxed with pep, so that we can review the seasons behind us, right? Digest everything that we've cultivated in the summer, giving thanks for all the blessings we received, and also listening to what has to come next, what is needed. So as I mentioned in the last episode of Michaelmas as a movable feast, you know, the eight Sabbaths on the wheel of the year correspond to the phases of the moon. So with the autumnal equinox relating to the last quarter phase of the lunar cycle. So this is a time when we completely change direction. We experience a reversal. We flip from equal light into the waning darkness. And yeah, this helps to reveal what spiritual science calls the eighth sphere. So again, this quality of the adversarial forces trying to create a sphere where we are enslaved. And we have to be aware that this is knocking always on the door of our own soul forces, trying to confuse us, trying to pull the wool over our eyes so that we become imprisoned there and don't even know it. So we have to wake up to this, and we have to see the cycles, and we have to go in, be part of this flow, but actively. So yeah, as a society, we are in a sort of disseminating phase, right? Things are waning, and it really feels like a crisis phase. I mean, so it just points up that we know we have to move on to something new. We can't keep doing the same things and expect different results, because that's crazy, right? This is what mental illness really is. This is the time now. We have to reevaluate everything. We have now, at this time, an initiatory opportunity to meet the mysteries of the unmanifest, which can lead us into a true renewal. And this new moon solar eclipse coming up on the 14th of October is a cosmic sign from the spiritual world. For those who have ears to see and eyes that hear and hearts that think.